From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an attack in Pakistan, a gun and bomb attack on Bacha Khan University in the Pakistani town of Charsada Wednesday left at least 20 people dead and many wounded. A military spokesman says 18 students and two university staff are among the dead. Troops gunned down four attackers. There are conflicting statements from the Taliban about its involvement in the attack. Afghan officials say a suicide car bomb blast near the Russian embassy in Kabul has killed at least seven people. Police say the attack targeted a minibus carrying the production staff of an Afghan television station. Several employees of Tolo TV were among the dead. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. Russian officials say there were no injuries among staff at the nearby Russian embassy. A United Nations delegation flew to Burundi Wednesday to urge the government and the opposition to begin talks before it is too late to avert a catastrophe. In the second time in the Security Council has sent a delegation to the country in less than a year, a clear indication of its growing concern about the escalating bloodshed. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power is a part of the group.
They cannot let it become business as usual, that you wake up in the morning and there's a corpse on the street as you try to get to work. And that is what is starting to happen in Burundi.
Election-related violence has killed at least 439 people since April. Falling oil prices, China's economic slowdown, and a pessimistic outlook for the overall global economy this year has sparked another sell-off of stocks on global markets. U.S. indexes fell 3.4% or more in Wednesday afternoon trading. Stocks in Germany, France, and Britain dropped. Markets closed down in Asia. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has announced a meeting of 26 ministers in Brussels in 3 weeks to discuss military operations against Islamic State militants. Earlier, Carter said he wanted to tell his counterparts from France, Australia, Germany, Italy, Britain, and the Netherlands how to speed up the effort. He also highlighted the importance of bringing Arab partners into the coalition. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says about 1% of visitors to the U.S. last year remained in the country after they were supposed to leave. According to data the department released Tuesday, some 45 million visitors arrived by air or sea. They were due to leave at some point in the year ending September 30th. The DHS says all but 416,500 exited the country. The human rights group Amnesty International accuses Iraqi Kurds of deliberately destroying thousands of homes of Arabs in northern Iraq. The actions were apparently taken in revenge for alleged Arab support for Islamic State militants. In a new report, Banished and Dispossessed, Amnesty says Peshmerga forces caused widespread destruction in Nineveh, Kirkuk, and Diyala provinces as they reclaimed lands that Islamic State fighters had overrun in 2014. Turkey's president says the Kurdish rebel group the PKK will be liquidated, ruling out further talks with the organization. Dorian Jones reports.
Speaking to village representatives, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan ruled out any return to peace efforts with the PKK Kurdish rebel group.
Bunun için önümüzdeki süreçte...
Erdogan said neither the separatist terror organization nor the party under its control nor other Kurdish structures will ever be accepted as a counterpart. He said the time for negotiating is over. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
U.S. government scientists reported Wednesday last year's temperatures on average were the warmest ever recorded. The U.S. Weather and Space Agencies say temperatures recorded in 2015 were the highest in 136 years of record keeping. They say the increased temperatures are the result of the buildup of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. Singapore deported 26 Bangladeshis Wednesday who were arrested in November for allegedly forming a religious study group that spread the ideology of Al-Qaeda and of the Islamic State group. The government says 27 Bangladeshi construction workers were detained without trial under Singapore's Internal Security Act. One of them will remain in Singapore until completing a jail sentence. According to the statement, the men held secret weekly meetings to share jihad-related materials and discuss involvement in armed conflicts. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.